Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I am going to admit to you that the Old Testament reading is one of my favorite readings. And the hymn that we sang to open the service today, Holy, 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 is one of my favorite hymns. And so, just like last week, though, we begin with a vision. Last week, Ezekiel saw a vision of the dry bones. This week, Isaiah also sees a vision. Now, once seeing a bunch of dry bones laying in a big valley, wouldn't that be kind of horrifying to you? If you were to come across somewhere and you saw this, a bunch of dry bones, so would that be horrifying? Or would what Isaiah saw be even more horrifying? And the answer is what Isaiah saw. And the reason is because at this time, no one, except for the high priest once a year, was allowed to come into the presence of God and to see God. No one. And seeing God meant instant death. Instant death. You would be then become a bunch of dry bones. And this is what happened to Isaiah in the year that King Uzziah died. We have a specific time. This is King Uzziah was in Israel, the northern kingdom. He was replaced by Ahaz. We talked about Ahaz last week, the one who married Jezebel. Yeah. So in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah saw the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face. And with two he covered his feet. And with two he flew. And the seraphim, and one called to another, "Holy, holy, holy is Yahweh Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, the God of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called. Last week there was loud rattling noises and the wind of the Holy Spirit coming to in. And this week, the whole threshold shakes at the voice of him who called. And the house was filled with smoke. And Isaiah, seeing this, he knows he's done in. He's done in. For he says, "Woe is me! Alas, woe is me, for I am lost." Not lost in, he didn't know where he was, but lost in, eternally lost. "For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Poor Isaiah. He thought he was doing what God wanted him to do. And then all of a sudden he saw somebody. He saw God, something he should never have seen. And he knew he was lost. Because he was a man of unclean lips. What does that mean? It means he was a sinner. And some words that came out of his mouth were not nice. He was a sinner. And some of the things he did were not right. He was a sinner. And things he thought were horrible, were evil. He was a sinner who deserved nothing but death. And he lived among a people who were just like him. But it's a good thing Isaiah was way, way back then. Because we don't have to worry about that anymore, do we? Yeah. We have no issues with any of that. We don't speak bad words, no. We don't do bad things, no way. And our thoughts are so pure all the time. Aren't I right? No. Well, speak for yourself. Actually, that's true. We all confess that we are sinners for ourselves. We cannot confess for somebody else. We can only confess for our sins. So yes, my words, my thoughts, my deeds are sinful. And so are yours. Now I asked you last week if anyone has sinned since they had last seen me. And everyone had admitted that they had. But now because I asked you that last week, you probably were thinking about it, so you kept away from sin this past week. Am I correct on that? I got a lot of no's today. Yes, we have all sinned in the past week. Yeah, especially when we have to go out and drive in the weather like we've had today. I'm sure that there was a couple choice words that came out when maybe somebody went by too fast or something. Or you look down at your speed, your speedometer and going, ooh, I'm going too fast because you can't set cruise control because of the wet weather. So, yeah, oops, better slow down. That's a sin, driving too fast. Isaiah was a sinner. And he saw God. And he wasn't allowed to be in the presence of God. But yet God chose to have him in his presence. Now think how awesome that would be to see God sitting on his throne and hearing the angels and the all angels and all the company of heaven singing, holy, holy, holy is Yahweh Sabaoth. The whole earth is full of his glory. That was going to be so amazing. But for Isaiah, this wasn't. This is something that scared him. What would you be like if all of a sudden, while you're here, before Jesus returns and you were in his presence, how would you feel? Would you be scared? Would you be like, oh no, I'm a sinner and here's God right here with me? Or would you be like, yeah, babe? I would be like, yeah, baby, because you know what? We are in the presence of God right now. He is with us everywhere we go. We are in his presence. And on the first, third, and fifth Sundays of the month, we actually get to taste his body and his blood in the Holy Sacrament, the real presence of God, of Jesus Christ. But Isaiah was scared. But then, all of a sudden, one of the seraphim flew to him, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth and said, behold, this has touched your lips. Your guilt is taken away and your sin atoned for. And Jesus went up on the cross and he suffered and died for your sins. Each and every sin that anyone has ever committed. And for us, we were receiving our sins being atoned for. Our sins being atoned for. Our sins being forgiven Jesus paid the price for us. And because of Jesus paying the price for us, we are now able to be in the presence of God. We are able to come and worship him. We are able to come and sing praises to him directly. We are able to be in his presence today and forever. And we don't have to worry about that. Instead of saying, woe is me, we're saying, hallelujah, I'm in the presence of God. And I'm able to be in his presence because Jesus suffered and died for my sins. And more than that, he is risen. Jesus atoned for our sins. He paid the price for our sins. We don't have to be frightened about being in God's presence. We're able to be near to him, and we're able to take to God our concerns through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And Isaiah said, here I am, send me. And I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? And all the people said, here I am, send me. Send us, Holy Spirit, to reach out to others in the way that is best for each one of us to go out and proclaim God's word, that Jesus suffered and died and rose again. And because he lives, all who believe in him will live also. In the name of Jesus, amen.